Over the next week or so, it's going to be nonstop coverage of the FFA here on the OklahomaFarmReport.com and Radio Oklahoma Network, and, of course, at the Blue Green Gazette of the Oklahoma Farm Report. Our reports will be, of course, seen in a lot of different venues, on our daily email, on their website. We'll be having reports via Twitter, as well as on the Radio Oklahoma Network. All of them a service of the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association. We thank those sponsors of our coverage from Indianapolis. As a preview, as we get ready for Indy, we talk today with State Program Administrator and State FFA Advisor Jack Statz, who, of course, is helping lead the young people this year to Indianapolis. As we think about the national convention, we've got a lot of Oklahomans that have qualified more than any other state as far as in some categories, including proficiency awards. That's got to make you feel pretty good that the program within Oklahoma is pretty healthy.
Yes, I'm very excited. I guess that I would find that threefold. I think as proficiency awards, I actually represent or document job or SAE projects that students actually have. And with that, this is simply an opportunity for those young people to be rewarded. And I know that because of the outstanding young people we have, I know with the staff buy-in that we have and with a great teacher buy-in, that has continued to improve, and our kids have become more competitive every year on proficiency awards, and I'm excited for their opportunity as they approach the National FFA Convention.
Another area that you can kind of measure where the state is in relationship to other states are the three-star chapters, and Oklahoma has more than any other state.
Oh, I was excited. We were just, as we discussed that, Mr. Boggs had called me one morning and he said, would you be happy after they come in for the final standings? Would you be happy? How many would you be happy with? Proficiency awards and national chapter awards. And I said, oh, I guess what we had last year, I would be extremely excited. And he said, well, we could turn in 36. And I said, yes, if we got 19 or 20, I would be elated. We had 33. 33 out of the 36. And again, one of those opportunities to just showcase our students and our public school system or FFA programs in Oklahoma.
You know, as we think about FFA as a component of ag education in the state, it seems like that this is one of the shining stars of secondary education.
I would like to believe so. I want to think that what we try to do in the public school system is to be a part of it and to take skills that actually students need every day as they go into the life skills that they actually need. We can actually enhance those skills. We can show them how they fit into an agricultural education system and a background and prepare not only outstanding ag leaders, but just outstanding just young people and leaders for our communities.
Now we've talked about some of the awards that, you know, we've qualified for and that we've got young people competing on. We've got a lot of teams that have qualified to go to Indianapolis to compete. A lot of FFA chapters will be bringing some members that have earned that honor for one reason or another. They've raised money in the community. To that community, to those folks that have maybe given money, why is a National FFA Convention experience important?
I think, again, maybe to finalize that experience for a student, to give them that encouragement, to enhance that reward system. You know, as we go through and show nearly every contest we have, I'm going to say every contest we have, actually is built around life skills or agricultural skills that a young person needs to have to fill a job category or a job opportunity in Oklahoma. And these contests are simply an opportunity for those young people to, I guess, to showcase and to compete with each other to see where their skill levels are at.
Mm-hmm. I guess what the almost the adrenaline that you feel with the 50,000 plus that are running around downtown Indianapolis is pretty incredible.
I think it's one of those things that it's one of those experiences. If you haven't been there, it's kind of like a guy said, and I think in a speech last year, if this doesn't make you excited, then I'm not sure you're alive, because it is one of those things that I guess even through the years, as you work with young people, they're what keeps all of us going, and they just excite me about what the future holds and what these young people can do for all of us.